Welcome back to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio. Are you planning a long-distance move sometime soon? Does an election year affect the real estate market? Does it affect interest rates? A lot of people say that election years do affect interest rates. Is that true? My name is Cleve Gaddis. You're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio, where we help listeners go from real estate novice to expert, so home selling and buying can be done with total confidence and without all the worry that is so typical with life's biggest investments. Don't forget, we want to connect with you. It is easy. Go to gogaddisradio.com. You can ask questions that we answer on air or off air. You can make comments or push back, just like the fine guest we had in segment 2 and 3 who lives in College Park, who wanted us and you specifically to know why College Park is a great place to live. You can share your ideas. You can request your neighborhood be featured in our neighborhood spotlight. We're going to actually do that for College Park, believe it or not, in this segment. Have some really, really good information for you. And going to talk to you a little bit about how you can support a charity that is very important to me. Let's jump into that first. If you are interested in purchasing any T-shirts and you'd like 100% of the proceeds of the purchase of your T-shirts to be donated to Rainbow Village in Duluth. Now, you're probably thinking, how would they donate 100% of the proceeds? Well, half of the proceeds will stay with the lady who is selling the shirts. Half will get donated, and then I will match that half that gets donated so that we will donate 100% of the proceeds to Rainbow Village in Duluth. We'll do all of that within the next 30 or 60 days. And it's easy. For those of you who listen to the show regularly, you know that Tammy Slay of Dallas, Texas is on quite often with me. She's my girlfriend. She's my sweetheart. And she's got a neat little Etsy shop where she sells custom designed T-shirts. And it's got all kinds of neat. It's got holiday oriented stuff. It's got all kinds of motivational messages. It's got items for real estate agents, for moms, for dads, for family members. It has everything. And it's easy for you to get to it. Go to clevelandgaddis.com. C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D. That's my first name, not Cleve. Cleve is my nickname. Gaddis, G-A-D-D-I-S.com. clevelandgaddis.com. That'll take you directly to Tammy's Etsy shop. All purchases for the next 3 days, all proceeds will be donated to Rainbow Village in Duluth. Rainbow Village in Duluth helps solve the homelessness problem in Northeast Atlanta. Families who are trying to get back on their feet get financial education, get all kinds of resources and help to go from being homeless to back to being either a renter or ideally someday going back to being a homeowner. I want to talk real quickly about the real estate market in College Park. Easy for me to say. We talked about for the last couple of segments, we had a wonderful guest on who was making sure we understand all of the benefits of living in College Park, even though it is really near the airport. All of that was triggered by me on a prior show 3 or 4 weeks ago saying that I would not want to live near the airport. And the truth is, I wouldn't want to live near the airport. I've lived in Northeast Atlanta, Johns Creek, Peachtree Corners, Duluth area, pretty much all of my time in Metro Atlanta. And so I don't like things kind of close together. I don't like things congested. And I'm not saying anything bad about College Park. I think it's an amazing little city. But let's look at what's happened in historic College Park over the last 3 years. In 2021, there were a total of 62 homes that sold. They took an average of 35 days from listing to contract. The average sales price was $405,140. That ranged from a low of $149,000 up to a high of $840,000, and homes sold for 98.5% of their list price. One short year later, 2022, 58 homes sold. They took 51 days from the time they were listed to going under contract. Average sales price increased another $33,000 to $438,000. Prices ranged from a low of $135,000 up to a high of $1.450 million. Homes sold for 99% of their list price. In 2023, 40 homes sold. They took 71 days from listing to contract. Average sales prices increased another $42,000 to $480,220 on average range from a low of $130,000 up to a high of $935,000. We calculate there's about 1,000 homes that are in historic College Park. I don't know if that's right. We're doing the best we can to gather that information. There's currently 15 homes available for sale at an average list price of $489,380. They range from a low of $159,000. Man, something convenient to the airport you could buy for $159,000. That'd be pretty sweet. They have 4.73 months worth of supply, which means if no new listings came on the market after today, it would take 4.73 months to absorb all of that inventory. You've had 38 sales in the last 365 days. You'll have more this year. Again, we're calculating around 1,000 homes in historic College Park. And the neighborhood equity increase from 2011, which is when prices were at their low, to today, 2011 average sales price, $113,293. Average sales price at the end of 2023, $480,000, which means homeowner equity in historic College Park has increased $250 million. I know it's not all about the money, and some people think it's gauche that I talk about homeowner equity, but the reality is equity in homes, home ownership equity, is a big backbone of the net worth of homeowners. Last time I saw numbers, the average net worth of a homeowner was almost $400,000. The average net worth of a renter was less than $10,000. Nothing in the world wrong with renting. It's just that if you want to grow some equity, sometimes owning a home is a great, great way to do that. So I would assume that when you moved into your home, that the excitement around moving in could have been overshadowed by moving day anxiety. Some smart preparation can go a long way toward making moving a little more uplifting, a positive experience, and getting you a little bit less heavy lifting. Herbert in Peachtree Corners submitted a question. We are selling our home and moving out of state. My wife is stressed beyond belief. I can understand that. Do you have any tips for us? And the answer is yes, I do have some tips for you. I've got 5 stress-reducing tips for planning your long-distance move. Number 1, consider your move date. Like tomatoes and pumpkin spice lattes, there's a peak season for moving, which falls between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Moving is actually best done during the off-season for the most options and the best prices. Have a packing plan. Number 2, less stuff equals less stress when it comes to packing. Instead of blindly beginning to box your belongings, take stock in what you actually want to bring with you when you move. And we've got a step-by-step guide. If you'd like to reach out to us, we can send it to you. My main suggestion here is don't take anything with you that you absolutely do not need to have in your new home. Number 3, do your research. Options can be overwhelming. Having the right information will make you feel confident that you're hiring the right team for your move. When it comes to moving companies, they generally fall into 3 categories: full service, self-service, or specialized. How much you have to move and what kind of items you're moving and your budget will determine the category of moving company you need to use. Once you have an idea of the type of moving company, you'll need to get 3 or 4 moving quotes. When I moved, I got 2 moving quotes, and one of them was substantially better than the other. You also need to budget accordingly. Keeping track of your budget is crucial in your pre-move plans. There are a few different types of estimates you can receive, but the most popular type is called a binding not to exceed or guaranteed not to exceed estimate. This type of estimate ensures that the most you'll pay is the quoted price from a mover. And then the last thing is think about moving insurance. Moving insurance can give you peace of mind. By law, all moving companies must provide 2 coverage options for out-of-state movers: full value protection and released value protection. Full value protection requires movers to replace items damaged during the moving or reimburse the current value. Released value protection only requires reimbursement at 60 cents per pound. You can ask the moving companies to give you a quote. I did not get any insurance when I moved. It's not something I thought I needed. Now we've got an article that's entitled, "How Will This Year's Election Impact the Real Estate Market?" This is from Yahoo Finance. And the reality is sometimes election years don't affect the real estate market at all. Election years can be impactful for the state of the overall economy as well as for the real estate market in particular. But will this year's election bring about big changes to the real estate market, or is it predicted to be more of the status quo? Interest rates are experiencing a decline. As of the third week of January, there's already been a decline in rates with an expected further decrease of 0.5 to 1% between now in the end of the year. An influx of buyers has caused a shortage of supply in South Florida, for example. The United States as a whole being approximately 5 million houses short of meeting demand. So I'm thinking we're going to see prices continue to rise and to move in what I call the right direction. As demand outpaces supply, home prices will increase. As mortgage rates continue to decrease, the robust demand will be met with limited inventory, leading to an expected increase in prices of 5 to 10%. The general election year tends to experience a slowdown in the real estate market due to uncertainty. This year's election will not have a significant impact on buyers as before due to lowered rates. Buyers are not concerned about who occupies the White House. As long as mortgage rates continue to decrease, the real estate market will respond positively to lower interest rates. It's very important. If you are a residential real estate contractor, general contractor, and you do work in South Atlanta, go to gogaddisradio.com, click on Contact Us, give us a little bit of information. We represent a couple of large institutional investors, and we need a good contractor south of Atlanta. If you want to sell your home for $28,000 more than your neighbor did, go to gogaddisradio.com, click on $28,000 more, put in a little information, and we'll follow up with you right away. Thank you so much for joining us for another week's edition of Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio. We'll be back same time, same channel next week. We'll talk to you then, Atlanta. Have a great week.